الرحيم إذا شارف بلا وشيخ عارف بالله رومي وقت هذا الشيخ حكيم محمد اقتصب دام الله فيوزهم. The title is رب مهربان نہیں تو کوئی مهربان نہیں. یا رب تیرے سوا تو کہیں بھی امان نہیں. یا رب تیرے سوا تو کہیں بھی امان نہیں. تو جس کا نہیں اس کا یہ سارا جہاں نہیں. تو جس کا نہیں اس کا یہ سارا جہاں نہیں. ظلمت میں ہے یہ شک و شبہ وہم و وسوسہ. ظلمت میں ہے یہ شک و شبہ وہم و وسوسہ. ہو مہر نمایاں تو کوئی بدگما نہیں. تو جس کا نہیں اس کا یہ سارا جہاں نہیں. جس نے اٹھایا سر کو تیرے سنگ در سے آ. جس نے اٹھایا سر کو تیرے سنگ در سے آ. سارے جہاں میں اس کا کہیں آستا نہیں. سارے جہاں میں اس کا کہیں آستا نہیں. جس میں بہار قرب گلستان ہو کبھی. جس میں بہار قرب گلستان ہو کبھی. وہ آشیاں میرا کبھی اے باغباں نہیں. وہ آشیاں میرا کبھی اے باغباں نہیں. مشکل ہے ایسے قلب کی توحید ہو صحیح. مشکل ہے ایسے قلب کی توحید ہو صحیح. جس دل کے پاس دوستو جس دل کے پاس دوستو وہ پاسباں نہیں. جس دل کے پاس دوست تو وہ پاسباں نہیں. آہِ غمِ خزاں سے نشیمن میں ہے دعا. آہِ غمِ خزاں سے نشیمن میں ہے دعا. عالم میں جب کہ کوئی کہیں بجلیاں نہیں. عالم میں جب کہ کوئی کہیں بجلیاں نہیں. میں کس طرح سے مان لوں اے درد تو بھی ہے. میں کس طرح سے مان لوں اے درد تو بھی ہے. گریا کہیں نہیں کہیں آہو فغا نہیں. گریا کہیں نہیں کہیں آہو فغا نہیں. ظلمت میں ہے یہ شک و شبہ وہم و وسوسہ. ہو مہر نمایاں تو کوئی بدگما نہیں. ہو مہر نمایاں تو کوئی بدگما نہیں. یا رب تیرے سوا تو کہیں بھی اماں نہیں، تو جس کا نہیں اس کا یہ سارا جہاں نہیں، جس میں بہار قرب گلستان نہ ہو کبھی، وہ آشیاں میرا کبھی اے باغبان نہیں، تو جس کا نہیں اس کا یہ سارا جہاں نہیں۔
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. This poem of our Hazrat Damat Barakatuhum, which is really a post-mortem, which is an x-ray, a post-mortem, and if we listen carefully with an open heart, it will tell us the condition of our heart, our iman, the condition of our iman, our connection with Allah Ta'ala. Like that we claim lot of things, but what is the reality? That this poem opens that up. And this is also just like Hazrat Maulana Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said that doctors take your blood and they can check how much sugar there is, how much cholesterol, but how much of Iman there is, what is the reality of Iman, that they can't check. Hazrat, who is a great, great spiritual doctor in this Ash'ar, and this is the beauty of Ahlullah, that in poems, Ash'ar are enjoyable. And unfortunately, many people just take it for entertainment. But really, if we have to study this, it will tell us the condition of our iman. And this is really acting on the teachings of our deen. حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا. Check yourself, take stock of yourself before your stock will be taken, before you will be checked. So we should check our iman sincerely, and where it needs repairs and amendments, we should do that. Be at least, if not to anyone else, be sincere to ourselves and check ourselves. Rab meherban nahi to koi meherban nahi. If Allah is not kind to you, then nobody will be kind. Whatever kindness a person gets is by the command of Allah Ta'ala. Everything happens from the arsh of Allah Ta'ala, which is majariya qaza. All decisions of this world, whatever it is, takes place from the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. So if Allah makes decisions of kindness, of mercy towards you, then Allah turns the hearts of the people. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجْعَلُوا لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَانُ وُدَّا. When we come right with our iman in amali saliha, Allah creates love for that person amongst the entire creation. From Jibreel alayhi salam, all the farishtas, then human, jinn, and even in animals. When we have pleased Allah, Allah pleases us in this way. So it is up to us. Then what amal we send up, such conditions Allah send down. And this is what every person himself. If we are sincere and we are good, Allah will send good conditions. And Allah Ta'ala is not that being just sitting there in a'udhu billah and say making troubles for everyone, give this person a heart problem, that person accident, that person's daughter ran away, this person marital problems. No. مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا. Allah is not there just to give us problems and troubles for nothing. It is our own kartut. جیسے کرنی ویسے بھرنی. نہ مانے تو کر کے دیکھ. جنت بھی ہے جہنم بھی ہے. نہ مانے تو مر کے دیکھ. Wow, our actions are like that, conditions come. Ya Rab, tere siwa to kahin bhi ama nahi. Besides you, there is no peace, there is no protection, there is no solace anywhere besides you. We look for it everywhere else. You give me protection. You give me safety. You give me security. Security, safety, protection. Everything is only from Allah Ta'ala. Tu jiska nahi, uska ye sara jahan nahi. Whose you are not, this whole world will not be that person. If you displease Allah and you want the whole world's protection and help, it won't help you. If you please one Allah, Allah will turn the whole world in your favor. Man aslaha ma baynahu wa bayna rabbihi. A person who corrects his matters between him and Allah, aslaha Allahu ma baynahu wa bayna khalqihi. Then Allah corrects all the matters between him and the creation. And this a dog also knows. That you throw a stone to a dog, the dog won't run after the stone. That the stone is causing me injury, it will see who threw the stone. And it will go after that person who threw the stone. So all halat and conditions that come, they come from Allah. But unfortunately, أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلْ. That we are worse than animals. A dog knows that this condition has come to me, not from the stone, but the thrower of the stone. So whatever conditions come, they come from Allah. Yeah, we start fighting with one another. You did this, you not like this, you haven't done this. All that we fight. But Allah made that an excuse. وَكَذَٰلِكَ نُوَلِّي بَعْدُ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضًا. When we displease Allah, Allah uses the people to punish us. And the people are from within ourselves. And in fact, many times, what is the ayat in 11th Supara? The two ayats are very similar. فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ لِيُعَذِّبُهُمْ بِهَا فَلَا تُعْجِبْكَ أَمْوَالُهُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُهُمْ إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ بِهَا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Don't be astonished. فَلَا تُعْجِبْكَ أَمْوَالُهُمْ وَأَوْلَادُهُمْ. Their wealth and their money. That very same thing, your أَمْوَالُهُمْ وَأَوْلَادُهُمْ, your wealth and your family. Allah will use them لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ بِهَا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. وَتَزْهَقَ أَنفُسُهُمْ. And Allah Ta'ala, your own self, see that you will feel the terrible effect of this. So Allah Ta'ala, what you thought was my comfort, was my peace, Allah will use that to punish you. When you displease Allah, then from the source where you thought I'll get protection, Allah will use that to hit you back again. So we must be, if we correct our simple, straightforward, correct sincerely our matters, don't make a show, don't try and impress people, but sincerely from your heart, please Allah and see how Allah will sort out your matters. And those very people who were so hard against you, how Allah will turn their hearts in your favor again. You will be shocked and surprised how Allah will turn their hearts in your favor. Zulmat mein hai, ye shak aur shuba, wa ham, wa waswasa. We are in doubt about this matter. So we are in darkness. That the matter is not from Allah Ta'ala. We must sort out our... That is non-Muslims' matters. People who don't believe in Allah and Akhirat, they will be fighting big court cases and sorting this and in our dunya's matters. A mu'min, he turns to his miswak. He turns to his lota to make wuzu. Musalla connects himself with Allah Ta'ala. Lifts his hands in dua. Or in his heart he turns to Allah and he makes his connection with Allah Ta'ala. The mu'min doesn't go into all these worldly things. His connection is there. He corrects that, Allah corrects this also for him. Ho meher numaya to koi badguma nahi. When the moon is clear, it's shining bright, then there is no darkness left. When your iman is made with Allah and you know all conditions are from Allah. And that is what is iman. Not only reading La ilaha illallah, not only to say that there is nobody besides Allah, but to know that Allah is the sole doer of everything. And everything is in the control of Allah. And we must correct our matters with Allah Ta'ala. When that light shines, then there is no darkness. Then we have got no doubt, no shak, shuba, no wahim about anything. And that is what is a mu'min who is positive, who is strong in everything. Jisne uthaya sar ko tere sange dar se aah. That person who lifted his head from your sajda place, that is, he's not turning to you. He's turning to everyone else. He'll turn to a million places and his needs will not be fulfilled. He has left the one place, that Allah Ta'ala's place, turned to not only sajda, But the trust in Allah, to turn to Allah, to give yourself over to Allah, the person who hasn't done that, sare jahan mein uska kahin aasta nahi. In the whole world, he will not find a place of refuge. He will not find a place to put his head down in front of anyone. A person who turns away from you, O Allah, that person won't find any refuge, any peace anywhere. We have to turn sincerely to Allah Ta'ala. Jisme bahare qurb gulistan ho kabhi. That person, jisme in whom bahare qurb gulistan, the season of spring, and the spring, when it is spring season in the garden, how the garden is beautiful. The beautiful fragrance of the flowers that start, the yesterday, today, tomorrow start early, and all the flowers start, and greenery has come in the garden. The birds are they are abounding in the garden. So that person who hasn't found that at all, the closeness of Allah in his heart, that closeness of Allah who did not find, wa ashiya mera kabhi e baaba nahi. That garden, oh gardener, that is never my garden. That garden, that is your heart that you did not find Allah, the closeness of Allah, the sweetness of Iman, who did not taste the sweetness of Iman. That which, that, if you, for example, you safeguard your gazes, and not only your gazes, but all hawas-e khamsa. What is the ayat? قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُ فُرُوجَهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِمَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا يَصْنَعُونَ إِنْ يَصْنَعُونَ are all the حَوَاسِ خَمْسَة. What you are seeing with your eyes, now your brain is affected. Now you want to touch with your hands. Now you want to speak with your lips, etc. All that effect. It's not only looking with your eyes, speaking to a woman on a phone, enjoying her voice, etc. Whatever it is, that contact, and ghair shu'uri torpar, how, without being knowing, how the nafs takes enjoyment of haram. From all various sources, the nafs takes enjoyment of haram. Therefore, to listen to the nasheed of a young boy is not permissible also. Without you knowing, your nafs is taking enjoyment from all this. So, when doing this, a person doesn't find the closeness of Allah Ta'ala. And that garden, who is Allah Wala, that garden is never his garden, where there isn't the closeness of Allah. Where you don't find the sweetness of Iman. The eyes are one arrow of the arrows of shaitan. Man tarakahu makhafati, a person who leaves it, he does not look. And that is not only the eyes, but he doesn't listen to the voice of woman with enjoyment, or just being close also. One lady wrote, and she said that, when my brother-in-law is in the house, I feel attracted towards him. She said, I'm on my guard, but I'm attracted, we are keeping parda. We are observing everything, but yet I'm getting attracted towards him. So we don't know how this attraction comes into a person, how he must safeguard himself. So a person who gives up all that in makhafati, in the fear of Allah, for the pleasure of Allah, in the fear of Allah Ta'ala, not that I'll get caught up in guna, I will be exposed or anything, but in the fear of Allah. Allah himself says, Hadith Qudsi, فَقَدْ أَبْدَلْتُهُ, I in replace, he made this great, great sacrifice for my sake, which nobody knows, from his heart for me. I give him his pay for that, abdaltuhu. I give him in return his pay, imanan yajidu halawatahu fi qalbihi. Such iman, the sweetness of which he will find in his heart. So that is the pay Allah Ta'ala gives. And if a person got this halawat iman, this is what, jisme bahare qurbe gulistan ho kabhi. That closeness of that iman with Allah Ta'ala, that is the greatest sweetness. More sweeter than all our milkshake and our ice cream and our whatever it can be. More sweeter and more beautiful than all the beauty in the world when a person gets that halawate iman. And that is what we have to strive for. Mushkil hai aise qalb ki tawheed ho sahih. And a person who hasn't found that sweetness of iman,
his tawheed is not complete. So much so that if we don't find the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our heart, then our iman is not complete either. Which Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said clearly to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that if you haven't got, if I'm not more beloved, not only that you haven't got my love, but my love, if it's not greater than love for yourself, for your family and for everyone, then your iman is not complete. And this two simple signs, ABCs of the test to see whether we got the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Durood Sharif and Sunnats. Ask ourselves, yesterday was Juma, main ibadat of Juma, special ibadat is Durood Sharif. How many Durood did we read? Today how many Durood did we read? That's a measurement of our love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Sunnats, how many are we following? In namaz, how many sunnats are we following? Do we even know the sunnats of namaz? There, if we have got the knowledge, then we'll be able to make amal on that sunnats. But we are, so the measurement, so our iman is still not. And yet we are happy, content, complacent, that everything is okay. My iman is also alright. I'm a mufti, I'm a maulana, I'm a muhaddith, I'm alright. There's no, I don't even have to think of my iman. But all this, everyone has to check, whoever it is, we have to check our iman and see if our iman is right. Jis dil ke paas dosto wo paasba nahi, in whose heart there isn't the one who is supposed to be close to the heart, in whose heart Allah is not there. In our heart, in namaz, where do our thoughts go? If Allah was in our heart, Allah will come out in namaz. But in namaz, our thoughts go to everything else. When we want to sleep at night, what and what don't we think? What is in the heart comes out at that time. So, if in our heart is Allah, in namaz Allah will come out. Our connection will be made with Allah. Out of namaz we will think of Allah. Whatever your ni'mat Allah gave you, your baby, your food, your wife, you see, you will make shukr to Allah. Ya Allah, it's only you gave me this ni'mat. But if Allah is not in the heart, we won't make that shukr. We won't even get that thought. Our Shaykh, Jazahumullah Khair, Adamullah Fuyuzum. Hazrat says that first in the ayat is Fadhkuruni, and afterwards is Washkuruli. First think this ni'mat, who gave me this ni'mat? Then use the ni'mat which Allah gave you, and then make shukr also to Allah Ta'ala. But we just use the ni'mat, not even shukr, not even zikr. First we should think, who gave me this biryani? Who gave me this beautiful baby of mine, the chuckling, how he's playing, enjoying, I'm enjoying it, but who gave me this baby? And whatever, whether it's we or that baby, Allahumma bihamdika saraft, by your ni'mat and your fazl, we are walking, talking. That baby could be paralyzed, that baby could be just a cabbage, lying down. Who made the child so nice, walking, jumping, talking, which we are enjoying? Who gives them that? Nobody else besides Allah. So make shukr, think of Allah Ta'ala. Then enjoy your baby. Hug your baby, kiss your baby, play with your baby, do everything. And then make shukr to Allah for that. But we know no dhikr of Allah, no shukr of Allah. And yet we are good Muslims. There aren't Muslims like us. We are those Muslims. We give advice to other people. We tell other people what to do. And this is our condition. So what a post-mortem Hazrat has done of ourselves here. Ghame khiza se nashiman mein hai dhua. Hazrat now, what a sigh of the heart. Feeling so sorry that what is the condition? Ghame khiza hai. There Hazrat spoke of Bahar, the sport of the season of spring. And now Hazrat is speaking of the autumn of autumn, which is now a dying time. When autumn comes, the leaves fall down, already the cold wind starts blowing, and that in spring, that wonderful breeze makes you feel so nice. And in autumn, the late afternoon, that cold breeze, now you already start shivering, etc. The leaves are falling down, the garden is empty, time for dying now, going towards the end of your life. That ghame khiza, the sorrow of autumn, nashiman mehe dhua. And in the nest, there is smoke that is coming out now. That is the end of your life is coming. The end of something. A person reaches his old age also. Now the autumn of his life has come. He's no more that young boy that could run and jump, that was looking so nice. You look at your photo in your passport when you were a young man. And now when you're old man, you look at your passport, you don't want to. And people show everyone that passport photo when you were young. But now you are gone old. What are you showing that old, that your passport photo of that time? Anyway, where they show their photos also, write a letter, anything, they put that photo when they were young. And now how you look, but now the time has come of khiza. Aalam mein jab ke koi kahi bijliya nahi. When there are no lights also in the world anywhere. Nothing to brighten you up now. Everything is gone now. And so think of the time. When the time when you will leave this world. When you have got nothing. Don't make yourself happy with outward things. Don't with the glitter and glamour and the false things. Just to make people happy. That is the Western world. They want to pick up the spirits of people. And just all with the music, the dancing and all those things. Try and make them happy. Liquor, drugs. Just go into a different world now. Drink and then just forget all your sorrows also. Have drugs and forget all your sorrows. That's never the solution. The solution is make your contact with Allah. Main kis tarah se maan lo e dard tu bhi hai. What they think, Hazrat, that oh, love of Allah, how can I say, what is the proof that you exist in? Ghiriya kahi nahi. You are not crying to Allah. Kahi aho fuga nahi. You are not pleading and sobbing in front of Allah, and you are saying you love Allah. Where is the proof of it? لِكُلِّ قَوْلٍ حَقِيقًا. For everything there is a reality that you love Allah, where is the proof that you love Allah? Where is your sobbing in front of Allah? Where is your tawbah and your istighfar? A person who's got the least ma'rifat of Allah, he can be the greatest abid, he'll be just crying, oh Allah, I can't make your ibadat. I haven't made your ibadat. I'm so useless, oh Allah. That is the sign that this person has got some ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala. A person who hasn't, he'll boast, I made so many hajj, and I made so many umrahs, and I made so many deaths. When you know Allah, you will be shy to say, I even make one hajj. And I even made one umrah. Where is it worthy? Where am I worthy of that? So inshallah, may Allah give us this reality inshallah. Naim Ali Ahmed could sunai. These Ash'ar Majalis are very valuable. Direct bayans of Hazrat. And those who understand the Urdu and who stayed in Hazrat's company and understands what Hazrat is saying through it, for them it is Nurun ala Nur.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. For Ash'ar of Awadala Sheikh, the Shah Hakim Akhtar Sa'ad wa Barakatuhum, the title is Kya Atharata Risalat Kishami. Nur Sunnat. He kono makame noor e sunnat he kono makame kya tajalli thi tere bayan mein noor e sunnat he kono makame kya tajalli thi tere bayan mein Abd Sultan khare ek saf mein Abd Sultan khare ek saf mein kya asar tha risalat ki shaam mein Abd Sultan khare ek saf mein kya asar tha risalat ki shaam mein noor e sunnat He kono makame kya tajalli thi tere bayan mein farq kaane wo gore ka tune farq kaane wo gore ka tune kis tarah se mitaya jahan mein فرق کالے وہ گورے کا تو نے کس طرح سے مٹایا جہاں میں نور سنت ہے کونو مقامے کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیاں میں. یہ تھا تیری غلامی کا صدقہ, یہ تھا تیری غلامی کا صدقہ. شان سلطانیت شتربا میں یہ تھا تیری غلامی کا صدقہ. شان سلطانیت شتربا میں نور سنت ہے کونو مقامے کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیاں میں. جس نے کانتے بچھائے تھے دیکھا, جس نے کانتے بچھائے تھے دیکھا. کل بدامہ تیرے بوستہ میں, جس نے کانتے بچھائے تھے دیکھا. کل بدامہ تیرے بوستہ میں نور سنت ہے کونو مقامے کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیاں میں. جو چلا تیرے نقش قدم پر, جو چلا تیرے نقش قدم پر. کامرا ہے وہ دونوں جہاں میں, جو چلا تیرے نقش قدم پر. کامرا ہے وہ دونوں جہاں میں نور سنت ہے کونو مقامے کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیاں میں. ہو قمر جیسے انجم میں روشن, ہو قمر جیسے انجم میں روشن. آپ تے محفل اخترام میں, ہو قمر جیسے انجم میں روشن. آپ تے محفل اخترام میں نور سنت ہے کونو مقامے کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیاں میں. آپ کی شان بے انتہا کو, آپ کی شان بے انتہا کو. کس طرح لائے اختر بیاں میں, آپ کی شان بے انتہا کو. کس طرح لائے اختر بیاں میں نور سنت ہے کونو مقامے کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیاں میں.
کیا اثر تھا رسالت کی شام. وی شوڈ کنسیڈر آور سیلف دیٹ وی آر ان فرنٹ آف روزہ مبارک, اینڈ ریئلی اف وی ہیو دس ان آور مائنڈ اینڈ آل دا ادر اشعار وچ آور شیخ احمد برکاتہ اور گریٹ پیپل ہیو ریٹن, اف وی اسٹڈی دس دین آور زیارت ول ہیو سو مچ آف میننگ. دین ویل نو ہو وی آر ایڈریسنگ, ہو از دیٹ گریٹ پرسنالٹی, واٹ وی ہز کوالٹیز, کیا اثر تھا, واٹ افیکٹ واز ان دیر شان رسالت میں, ان دا رسالت دا پروپگیشن آف نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, واٹ افیکٹ واز دیر. نور سنت ہے کون و مقام ہے. جسٹ تھنک دیٹ دا نور آف سنت از ان دا ہول ورلڈ ٹو ڈے. یو گو ویئر اینڈ ویئر اینڈ یو گیٹ شاک. سم علماء, سم پیپل وین ٹو ناروے وچ از ناؤ دا اینڈ آف دا ورلڈ ان دا نارتھ ویئر دیر از اونلی آئس, اینڈ دس ایکسپلین that there is a masala that what you call it, on ice, on snow, you can also make tayammum. It becomes so dry that they put their musalla in red namaz completely dry, thick layers of snow.
So anyway, that place there, where afterwards the world ends, in the north, there also they went, there also they found people in Sunnah. Right there also. You go right to the east Fiji where the sun rises. You go right to the west Alaska. Now a masjid they had built, and they explain in detail how they transported right in the snow there. There is a masjid there also. You go to the southern tip of Africa, the south, Cape Town, there also masjids, everything. So the Noor of Sunnah, Allah has spread it in the whole world. And this, anyone else, see how long his teachings had lasted. There were many people who came in the world. They had some mission, they had some followers, it carried on. But Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 1400 years ago, and still the true Quran is alive. The true hadith is alive. The true deen is alive. This is a miracle. Kya tajalli thi tere bayan mein. What lightning wasn't there in your words that you spoke. How, what lightning, that lightning effect in the hearts of the people. 1400 years ago, the four corners of the world. And mashallah, wherever you go, you get shocked. You see somebody sunnat, beard, dressing, etc. in the whole world. Abdul Sultan, Khare, Ek, Sab. Look at the kamalat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was that being, and think of the time before Islam and today also. The whole world's fight of, is of the haves and the have nots. But yet the king and the slave, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, made them stand together in one Sab. Right next to one another. The first Sab, no reservation for anyone. In the church, more money you pay, you get placed in the first Sab. If you are a poor man and you haven't got money, you are right by the right at the end or there. But here there is nothing. Until today, nobody could make a monopoly in the masjid here. There is no entrance fees here. There are no rules and regulations. Who can enter free forever? This was all the effort. And if you study before that, what was the condition of the slaves? Who gave the slaves this position? And only by the barakat of La ilaha illallah, they came to this position. Kya athar tha risalat ki? Understand, oh my Nabi, what was the effect in your risalat? How you brought this, and in a short period of 13 years really, in the 10 years of Makkah Sharif was mujahada, suffering. Medina Sharif stayed 13 years to bring such a change in the world, more than 1300 years, and the change is a living in this world. What was the effect of Nabi? Oh my Nabi, how great aren't you? What was your effect? Farq kaale wa ghore ka tune, and the difference between black and white, which is still today a problem. Laws can be made, but on the ground, there is this problem still between black. Who took away? And if you go and see the Arab world, etc., what love they show to even black people, just because of Iman. Kis tarah se mitaya jahan mein, how you remove this difference of black and white in the world. Ye tha teri ghulami ka sadqa. This was the gift of becoming your slave, that what we got in return. Shaan-e-sultaniyat shutarba mein, that a person is in a stable of the camel, but he's like a king. That though you may be a poor person, but you're a king in this world, when you have got Tawheed in you, you have got Risalat, the message of Risalat in you, you are like a king, even if you are in a stable. In other words, you can be poor in this world, but you are like a king. Jisne kaante bichaye the dekha, and those that who put thorns in your path, what did we see, what happened to those people who put thorns in your path? Kul badama tere bostame, they were favorites in your garden. How what you are, and today there is a great lesson of making tabligh and giving the message. Our akhlaq is very important. That those who swear you, who are opposed to you, that you wean them and they become your bosom friends. Kya hai Quran ayat? Kaan na ho? Wali ul hamim? Usse pehle? Itfa billati hiya ahsan. فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. Allah Akbar, and what our ulama, that ka, like, that person still doesn't want to, but he'll be forced to, he'll have to come ka'anna. He is an anna, he is ka'anna. وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ, like your bosom friend, he's like your bosom, your akhlaq made him, still he's got perhaps a little in his heart. But he can't help it, he'll have to act like he's your bosom friend. كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي يَا أَحْسَنُ. فإذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة كأنه ولي حميم. So this also we have to learn, not only our ibadat etc., but how to deal with the non-Muslims and those who are the arch enemies of Islam. They become your bosom friends. And this was the sunnah. Oh my Nabi, when you are standing in front of Rauza-i Mubarak, when we are reading Durood Sharif, think of all this. Then see the value of that Durood. Then we won't want to finish numbers, but we will enjoy reading Durood. My Nabi, you are that great personality. Jo chala tere naqsh-e qadam par, what to say of that person who followed sunnahs. And let us also not bluff of ourselves with a few outward sunnahs. But in essence, sunnah is in our lives. Kamrahe wo dono jahan mein. That person is successful in both the worlds. Ho kamar jaise anjuman mein roshan. In how the 14th full moon, how it shines on the 14th full night. Aap the mehfil-e akhtaram mein. You were amongst the sahaba who were your stars. And you were the moon in the stars. What was the majlis? Imagine now, as you are reading Salatul Salam, the majlis of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Each sahabi, ashabi kan nujum. They are like the stars, guiding stars. And you are the moon in that star. What a majlis it was. When we're reading our durood, think of it, then see how that durood becomes valuable. Aap ki shaan be intiha ko, O Allah's Rasul, your great, great qualities. How great aren't you? Kis tarah lai akhtar zubbayan hai. How can I explain? You are so great my Nabi. How can I explain? Then read our Durood Sharif. Then go and read Salatul Salam and the stay in Medina Sharif. Then see what a difference it is. But when we go unprepared, we just go there as tourists, we go there for shopping, we go there for a holiday, we go there to catch up on our sleep, we go there just to make name that we went for Umrah, then what are we going to get? But if you go prepared in this way, then see what Umrah will deliver to us. May Allah bless us with these realities. And also from this, understand Hazrat's position. That to say this, we test to. And also, once I told Hazrat that though the ayat is for a negative thing, but I said, I told Hazrat for negative, وَمَا تُخْفِي صُدُورُهُمْ أَدْبَرُ. And what is hidden in their heart is even more. This is really for those people who got hatred for his. But Hazrat's love, what he has explained, and what is in his heart is even more greatest. Which no person can do justice to what he has got. He tries and explains. But what is in the heart is, Hazrat says, kis tarah lai akhtar bayam hai. That how can we explain what? So the position, may Allah let us understand. And make dua always also for the marifat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also. That we understand who is our Nabi. As we want the marifat of Allah, we must have the marifat of our Nabi. Otherwise we don't understand who our Nabi is. And we don't then, our durood hasn't got value. Our practicing sunnahs, we don't do it with that feeling. Our going to Medina and Munawwara hasn't got that feeling. May Allah bless us with this reality. Time was up. I just put tonight.
حضرت والا کلام نہیں آتے نظر لیکن پرے پرواز آہوں کے نہیں آتے نظر لیکن پرے پرواز آہوں کے.
محبت تیرا صدقہ ہے سمر ہے تیرے نازوں کے جو میں یہ نشر کرتا ہوں خزانے تیرے رازوں کے. محبت تیرا صدقہ ہے سمر ہے تیرے نازوں کے جو میں یہ نشر کرتا ہوں خزانے تیرے رازوں کے. زمین پر ہے مگر کیا رابطہ ہے عرش اعظم سے زمین پر ہے مگر کیا رابطہ ہے عرش اعظم سے نہیں آتے نظر لیکن پرے پرواز آہوں کے نہیں آتے نظر لیکن پرے پرواز آہوں کے جدھر دیکھو فدا ہے عشق فانی حسن فانی پر جدھر دیکھو فدا ہے عشق فانی حسن فانی پر فدا اللہ پر ہے قلب و جاں اللہ والوں کے فدا اللہ پر ہے قلب و جاں اللہ والوں کے تجھے دھوکا نہ دے فانی بتوں کی عارضی رنگت مجھے دھوکا نہ دے فانی بتوں کی عارضی رنگت کبھی دیکھو گے تم قبروں میں اب تر حال لاشوں کے کبھی دیکھو گے تم قبروں میں اب تر حال لاشوں کے جو اہل دل کے جوتوں سے لگے ہیں خاک کے ذرے جو اہل دل کے جوتوں میں لگے ہیں خاک کے ذرے شرف حاصل ہے ان کو موتیوں پر تاج شاہوں کے شرف حاصل ہے ان کو موتیوں پر تاج شاہوں کے جو اہل دل کے جوتوں سے لگے ہیں خاک کے ذرے جو اہل دل کے جوتوں سے لگے ہیں خاک کے ذرے شرف حاصل ہے ان کو موتیوں پر تاج شاہوں کے شرف حاصل ہے ان کو موتیوں پر تاج شاہوں کے چمن میں جیسی ہوتی ہے اینا دل کی پذیرائی چمن میں جیسی ہوتی ہے اینا دل کی پذیرائی کہیں وہ مرتبے ہوتے ہیں صحراؤں میں زاغوں کے کہیں وہ مرتبے ہوتے ہیں صحراؤں میں زاغوں کے وہ سب کے ساتھ رہ کر بھی خدا کے ساتھ رہتے ہیں وہ سب کے ساتھ رہ کر بھی خدا کے ساتھ رہتے ہیں مگر کچھ اہل دل ہی آشنا ہے ایسے رازوں کے مگر کچھ اہل دل ہی آشنا ہے ایسے رازوں کے
نمکتا پیش خدمت
وہ کرگس جو کسی مردے پہ ہوتا ہے فدا اختر وہ کرگس جو کسی مردے پہ ہوتا ہے فدا اختر وہ کیا جانے کہ کیا رتبے وہ کیا جانے کہ کیا رتبے ہیں ان کے شاہ بازوں کے, وہ کیا جانے کہ کیا رتبے ہیں ان کے شاہ بازوں کے. محبت تیرا صدقہ ہے, سمل ہے تیرے نازوں کے. جو میں یہ نشر کرتا ہوں خزانے تیرے رازوں کے.
مولانا جعفر صاحب سے ان حضرت وان مجلس فار ٹو آورز حضرت ہیڈ جس ریپیٹڈ اوور اینڈ اوور. May I let us get the value, what is here, what great treasure is in here. Allahu Akbar. نہیں آتے نظر لیکن پرے پرواز آہوں کے. That we don't see Allah Ta'ala, no direct contact, but behind this, behind the parda, the Allah's voice is coming in the heart. Once a person has made connection with Allah, then he is seeing Allah Ta'ala. To zahir hai aur laakh parde mein hai, to baatin hai aur sakht izhar tera. You are hidden but I am seeing you, O Allah. You are hiding yourself but you couldn't. I have seen you everywhere. And what beautiful share of Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib. Maine tumhe dekha hai. I have seen you in everything. When a person gets that in his heart, what is the condition of that person? محبت تیرا صدقہ ہے, ثمر ہے تیرے نازوں کے. محبت, this is love. محبت, this is your favor. This is through your صدقہ, your برکت. Oh, love. Love of Allah. Love is a great thing. Many of us, we don't even have love. What we have, lust we call love. And a person can see that very clearly. When he's got lust, he satisfies himself from his wife, turns around and sleeps. Now nothing to do with her. That wasn't love. That was just your lust, you wanted to satisfy yourself. You satisfy yourself, finish, everything is over. She becomes ill or something, now no more. Now you become old, think of another wife. That was lust you had. Muhabbat is something, and this is a love for a wife, woman, for Allah's love. Muhabbat, tere sadqe hai, thamar hai, tere naazo ke. And this is the fruit of your naaz. Allah's naaz, that Allah gave us that love. یہ قدم اٹھتے نہیں اٹھائے جاتے, میں آیا نہیں لایا گئے, محبت دے کے ترپایا گئے. لاکھ میں سمجھا ہوں اسرار محبت, نہیں سمجھا سمجھایا گیا ہوں. اللہ gives you that love, so Allah, how to thank you, that this love which you gave me, and this love has brought all this miracles alive. What are those? جو میں یہ نشر کرتا ہوں خزانے تیرے رازوں کے. حضرت is saying that I am spreading the secrets of your love in the world. I am explaining and making people understand. And Hazrat has passed with distinctions. How Hazrat in the world has gone and made the love of Allah alive. We hardly knew there was a thing like love of Allah. We who are called the ulama, we did not even know there is a thing like the love of Allah. Hazrat has made it alive. We don't understand and we don't appreciate. Otherwise we'll be always making dua for Hazrat. We just involuntarily our dua will go that Hazrat taught us this. We had no idea there is something even like the love of Allah. Forget what the love of Hazrat's barakat, that he has taught it and to the world he has taught it. Zameen par hai magar kya rabita hai arsh-e-azam se. That by when you have this love, you are on the earth, but you got connection past the seven heavens. Forget where the Sputnik can go, or the shuttle, space shuttle, or all those things, where they can reach, or Mars or Jupiter. That you, at the real love of Allah, has reached the arsh-e-azam. He is connected there. Nahi aate nazar, lekin parwaz aahon ke. We don't see you, but the sounds are coming in our heart. We are here on the ground, but the sounds are in the love of Allah. And this is when a person actually experiences it. When it comes, that sweetness, yajidu halawatu fi qalbi. When it comes in his heart, he enjoys this. And he just can't help it. Tears flow from him. He's just making shukr to Allah. And when he looks at himself, me, oh Allah, meri gandagi, meri gandagi teri paaki, meri bandagi teri uluhiyat mere Allah,
میری نا توانائی، میری عز و انکساری، تیری کبریائی، تیری عظمت یا اللہ، where are you oh Allah, where am I and you gave me this here. اللہ اکبر، جدر دیکھو فدا ہے عشق فانی حسن نے حضرت اس لمنٹڈ، wherever you see عشق فانی، جدر دیکھو فدا ہے عشق فانی، temporary love is giving its life on temporary beauty. To understand this, one paralyzed person tells another paralyzed person, sit on my back, I'll take you across this very busy freeway. One blind person telling another blind person, come, I'll take you quickly over the freeway. One person, husn-e fani, ishq-e fani, is giving its life for husn-e fani. That if we give our life for this temporary outward, and there isn't beauty. It comes clearly in a hadith, when a woman goes out, shaitan makes her look beautiful in the eyes of the people. And many people who got involved afterwards, they say, what a mistake I made. What did I see in that woman? What was in that woman? I had gold in my house. And where I went and get, destroy myself. Shaitan makes them, this is shaitan's work. It makes that woman look beautiful. So, husne pani, ishq pani, gave its life for husne pani. One temporary thing gave its life for another temporary thing. Fida Allah for her, qalbo jaan Allah walo ke. And that person who is Allah wala, he gives his life for Allah. And he is temporary. He gave his life for he who is permanent. By that Allah made him permanent. This person here, in this world he has got enjoyment. Qabr, at the time of mort he goes with enjoyment. In the qabr enjoyment, on the day, forever in akhirat that enjoyment, Allah made him permanent. He is not permanent, Allah is permanent. Allah was since ever, forever. We were not permanent. But you give your life for Allah, Allah makes you now permanent. Just like Jannat is not permanent, it wasn't since ever, but now it's forever. Just like that, Allah makes the Jannati also forever. So give your life for Allah, not for this temporary outward beauties who are actually, who are unloyal, who are filthy, who are dirty, who are for everyone. Where has they got value? Give your life for him who is the real loyal one, Allah Ta'ala. Tujhe dhoka na de fani buto ki arzi rangat. Don't let the temporary glitter and glamour, the complexion, the figure, the style, the way of talking, don't let that deceive you. Come above it. Realize this is just a bubble, and the bubble is going to burst. And that bubble, like when light shine on a bubble, that bubble looks very beautiful. There's some purple color, yellow color. It looks very nice. That woman is just like a bubble. It's going to burst. And not only a woman, all temporary things. Your business, your money of this dunya, your house, all these things are just a bubble. They're going to burst anytime. Kabhi dekhoge tum qabro mein, abtar haal laasho ke. And if you have to just think in the qabr, that body, now they say they found some skulls and people in England that in a plague of about 600-700 years ago, and they're showing the pictures of those skulls, how they look now. And many times when the bones and the body of that woman that is looking so beautiful to now, just imagine how she'll be in the qabr. All her flesh is gone off, just the skull is there. You'll go and kiss her, you'll go and embrace her and tell her, oh, I love you so much, you're so beautiful. This is, and Allah is forever. Allah's beauty, kulla yawmin huwa fi shan. All the time Allah is in a different splendor. Give your life for Allah. But you're giving your life for these temporary things. Jo ahle dil ke jhooto se lage hai khaak ki zarre. There is a very important, and this is a real reality. It is no exaggeration or anything. The same particles which are on the shoes, at the bottom of the shoes of Allah wala, the same particles which are on the soles of the shoes of Allah wala, sharf hasil hai unko motiyon par taaje shahan ke. They are more valuable than the pearls which are in the crown of the kings. And there is no doubt, and this literally also. Not only figuratively, but literally no doubt. These Allah wala, who are sitting on the earth and their connection is with Allah. And what love Allah has got for them, the same particles which is in the soles of their shoes is more valuable than the pearls which are in the crowns of the kings. چمن میں جیسی ہوتی ہے اناجیل کے پذیرائی. لائک فار ایگزامپل وی ہیو اے جلسہ, گیسٹ آف آنر, اسٹوڈنٹس ہو ہیو کمپلیٹڈ دے دستار بندی, دے آر گیون پذیرائی, دے آر گیون گریٹ آنر اینڈ ریسپیکٹ. یہ واٹ از اینڈ ان دا گارڈن دا نائٹنگیل is a guest of honor in the garden. It has got great position and say, you come, here's the chair, big chair for you. You come and sit here. What, that is their position. Kahi wo martaba hote hai seharao mein zaro ke. And in the deserts, the crows, can their position be like this? Eh? Like here, jalsa is taking place and the main person is being put on the stage and great respect is shown to him. And those who are loitering in the toilets, can the two ever be equal? Those who are Allah wala, they are by Allah, that is their position. And those who are giving their life for false, dirty, filthy, naked women in this world, they are like those people loitering, smoking in the toilets, loitering in the toilets. What's their value compared to those who are given respect and honor here? This is just an example, by Allah, what honor these people are given. Wo sab ke saath rehe ke bhi, Khuda ke saath rehte hai. Though they are living with everyone, but they are connected with Allah. Their hearts are with Allah Ta'ala. Dast bakar, dil bayar. Their hands are busy in their work, but their hearts are connected with Allah Ta'ala. But who understands this? Magar kuch ahle dil hi aashna hai aise raaz se. There are very few people who have got hearts in their body. Spiritual hearts, biological hearts, all got. But who understand this? Very few people. They are sitting here like ordinary people, but their hearts are connected there. These are those people whose the sand of the particles of the soles of the shoes are more valuable than the pearls which are on the crowns of the kings. Wo kargas jo kisi murda pe hota hai fida akhtar, that vulture which gives its life for a dead body for carrion, where can it ever compare? Wo kya jaane ke kya rutbe hai unke shahbazo ke, and those eagles of the king that fly high and go and prey and hunt the birds which are high up, where can that crow, where can that vulture which is giving its life for a dead animal, where can it know what is its value? Those who are giving its life for this, for the dead woman of this world, the dead things of this dunya, what can they know what is the value of those people whose aspirations are to reach Allah Ta'ala? May Allah bless us with these realities in the barakat and sifqa of our Shaykh Damat Barakatuh. Zikr karani Mawli Ahmad. Itmin answer kare, abhi hai time, 13 minute hai.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. فاذكروني أذكركم, أنا جليس من ذكرني. دل میرا ہو جائے تمہیں دانے ہو, تو ہی تو ہو, تو ہی تو ہو, تو ہی تو. اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل, درد دل ہو, درد دل ہو, درد دل. خیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر, تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدر. لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. لا الہ الا اللہ, 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. الہی دل میں میرے غیر کا اثر نہ رہے, سوائے تیرے کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے. تو کر بے خبر ساری خبروں سے مجھ کو, الہی رہو ایک خبردار تیرا. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم یار رہے یا رب تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہوں مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت خلق سے میں بیزار رہوں ہر دم ذکروں فکر میں تیرے مست رہوں سرشار رہوں ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہوں اب تو رہے بس داد میں آخر ورد صبح میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم تیرے سوا معبود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں اب تو رہے بس تاد میں آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائی کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو بل کردار و نام سیاہ تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ اب تو رہے بس تاد میں آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم نعري مستانا خشمي آيدم تابل جانا چنيمي بايدم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 آه راجز آسما حمدم نبود راز را غیر خدا محرم نبود الله 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 اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ 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 وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب الله 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 ونحن أقرب إليه من حبل الوريد الله 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 جل جلاله تعالى شأنه
الحمد لله الحمد لله عدد خلقه الحمد لله زينة عرشه الحمد لله مداد كلماته الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله النبي الكريم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد بعدد كل داء ودواء وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين جزا الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله جزا الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا جميعا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا جميعا اللهم نحن ضعفاء فقو ذات ضعفنا اللهم نحن ضعفاء فقو ذات ضعفنا اللهم انا نتوب اليك فتب علينا اللهم انا نتوب اليك فتب علينا اللهم انا نتوب اليك فتب علينا يا ارحم الراحمين يا ارحم الراحمين يا ارحم الراحمين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، برحمتك نستغيث، أصلح لنا شأننا كله، ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين، ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. لا إله إلا الله هو الحليم الكريم، سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم إنا نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم. اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته، اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته، اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا همّا إلا فرجته، ولا دينا إلا أديته، ولا مريضا إلا شفيته، ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين، اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لهداية الناس أجمعين. اللهم إنا نتوب إليك فتب علينا، اللهم اصلح لنا شأننا كله، اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة، اللهم أجرنا من النار، اللهم قنا عذابك يوم تبعث عبادك. اللهم أجرنا من النار، اللهم قنا عذابك يوم تبعث عبادك. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم إلينا الدعاء، اللهم تقبل منا دعاءنا وجلوسنا وذكرنا وجميع أعمالنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم احفظ مشائخنا وعلمائنا برحمتك وفضلك يا أرحم الراحمين. وصلى الله وسلم على رسوله النبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. آمين آمين آمين.